With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Don Weaver. Late last month, those hoping for the City of Fresno's top job filed their mid-year disclosures, showing the cash mayoral campaigns have on hand and where it came from. FM89's Laura Satsui dug into the money and what it can tell us about the two men still in the running.
The adage is that those who raise and spend the most money often win elections. Last year, Fresno County Prosecutor Andrew Jans raised millions in his effort to unseat Congressman Devin Nunes. In his current bid for Fresno mayor, Jans has raised nearly $70,000 in about 2 months.
We're trying to run a positive, issues-based campaign, and we want to make sure that we don't take money from the folks that have really had a stranglehold on city politics, which are really, I think, folks that live in North Fresno and developers.
While avoiding corporate and developer donations, only about a quarter of gifts Jans has received are from Fresno residents. But he does have more individual donors to his campaign than any other candidate. By comparison, 73% of donations to Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer are from within the city. And overall, most of his gifts are from Central Valley residents. In just a month, Dyer has raised $255,000. Some of that is from local developers.
They are a part of our community, and to exclude them from financially contributing to any type of political office, I think, is not necessary.
Dyer and Jans are the last candidates standing in a mayoral race that, at one point, had seven contenders. Earlier this week, Elliot Balch announced in an email to supporters that he would be ending his campaign. But it's not too late for more candidates to jump in. The window to file doesn't close until later this year. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.